Howdy, folks. The only reason some folks keep a promise is they're too stubborn not to. I'm Pat Buttram, inviting you for a delicious double mint chewing gum to join us for just entertainment.
Everywhere you go, sunshine follows you.
Yes, sir, this is just entertainment, and I've got real pleasurable news for anyone who's sensitive about the hair disappearing from his head. A distinguished woman says, if you'll notice the bald-headed men in your community, she says they're the ones who pay the most flattering attention to women. And I see where one of our specialists says the chief cause of hair loss, he says it's a lack of sulfur in the system. And this specialist says a concentrated diet of onions and radishes will help counteract approaching baldness. I think I must have run into a man who used this formula. He had the thickest head of hair you ever saw, but he also had the worst case of onion breath I ever backed away from, I'll tell you. I suppose everybody will be having surveys on baldness now. They're running surveys on everything else. Personally, I've never been questioned on a survey, but I know they're going on. I like to keep track of them and all. One of these studies I was reading about was with 10,000 women, and they were shown a list of 18 choices of what they want most out of life. And the number one druther was was to travel. I'm surprised the gals want to gad about so much, since travel is broadening, they say. But the number two choice was to have a better understanding of other people. I don't know, there's no better way to understand people than to travel, because you run into so many of them that way. I'm looking forward to my vacation, because it'll give me a chance to, you know, meet a lot of folks for the first time. I really don't get around much, but to look at me, you'd think somewhere along the line I had over-traveled, wouldn't you? My trouble is not pushing my chair back from the table soon enough, see? Of course, when you do get through eating, I'd like to suggest you slide a stick of delicious double mint gum from the package and help yourself to healthful chewing there that aids digestion, helps keep your teeth clean. Double mints are natural to top off a meal, refreshing and cooling to the taste, and it's just wonderful to get pleasant, long-lasting aid for teeth and digestion in such an enjoyable way. You enjoy it after every meal. Healthful, delicious, double mint chewing gum. Right now, I know you'll enjoy Marion Morgan singing, all right?
They all laughed at Christopher Columbus when he said the world was round. They all laughed when Edison recorded sound. They all laughed at Wilbur and his brother when they said that man could fly. They told Marconi wireless was a phony. It's the same old cry. They laughed at me. One of you said I was reaching for the moon. But oh, you came through. Now they'll have to change their tune. They all said we never could be happy. They laughed at us and how. But ho, 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 who's got the last laugh now? Said we never could be happy. They laughed at us and how. But ho, 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 who's got the last laugh now? Hee, hee, hee. Ho, ho,
to everybody but me, I think. That's real nice, though. I got an item here from merry old England. You know how marriage counselors, they're always saying a wife should greet her husband with a kiss when he comes home from work? Well, one night in England, a man announced, I'm going out for a little while. And he did. He was gone 43 years. When he came back, his wife greeted him at the front door with a kiss, and in half an hour was serving him his favorite dish, roast beef and Yorkshire pudding, and tea and sloshy cake. I'll tell you, ladies, always greet us at the front door with a kiss. And if we're gone quite a while, just remember that friendly double mint chewing gum is always pleasant company. It goes right along with whatever you're doing, makes a nice companion through the day. Friendly, satisfying double mint gum. Now the Halloran Quartet has a spiritual for us here. What's the title there, Jack?
Wade in the Water.
Wade in the water.
Wade in the water.
Wade in the water, children.
Wade in the water.
Oh, wade in the water. God's gonna trouble the water.
See that band all dressed in red.
God's gonna trouble the water.
Looks like a band that Pharaoh led.
God's gonna trouble the water.
Wade
in the water, children. God's gonna trouble the water.
See that band all dressed in white.
God's gonna trouble the water.
Looks like a band of Israelites.
God's gonna trouble the water.
Wade in the water, children.
God's gonna trouble the water.
God's gonna trouble
the water.
God's gonna trouble.
Oh, God's gonna trouble. God's gonna trouble. God's gonna trouble the water.
Oh, that is real fine. While you're still enjoying it, let's bring on the Buttram Bonus. You know, you'd think anybody old enough to know how to write would know how to shake hands, wouldn't you? Well, Emily Post, who lays down the law on good manners, she got a letter not long ago that asked, just how should one shake hands? Well, Emily gave a real good answer, like she always does, but I figured it wouldn't hurt any to probe a little deeper, like they say, into the do's and don'ts of this vexing problem, which ought to plague a lot more folks than it seems to. Among the folks that don't know how to shake hands, there's three main types, I think. First, there's the dish rag type. That's when he shakes, he slips you a damp, boneless fin, sort of. Shaking hands with this type of gives a fellow the feeling he's been left holding a leftover eel or something, or a handful of wet but wilted carrots. Now, the opposite type of handshaker, he's known as the muscle beach grinder. This type grins, you know, he's really hearty. And then shaking hands, he acts like a man who's half dead from thirst, but has finally made it to the town pump. But if you're lucky, chances are you won't lose the entire arm, just the hand. Probably the worst of all, though, is the double-digit type. The kind that delicately extends two fingers in your direction while he's looking the other way. That's why this one's also called the shifting gaze type. I say this is the worst kind because, well, when you get right down to it, folks shake hands with their eyes as much as they do with their hands. And if you're willing to shake hands to begin with, you ought to be able to look the other fellow in the eye just to prove that you mean it or that you know he's there in the first place. If you don't, it could be you're not proving anything except that you've got your brass knuckles on your other hand waiting. No, a handshake should be simple and natural. Agreed? All right, let's shake on it. That's our Buttram bonus for today. And now Marion Morgan and Bill Kennedy, they're going to top it off with a duet here.
Don't throw bouquets at me. Don't please my folks too much. Don't laugh at my jokes too much. People will say we're in love.
Don't sigh and gaze at me. Your sighs are so like mine. Your eyes mustn't glow like mine. People will say we're in love.
Don't start collecting things.
Give me my rose and my glove.
Sweetheart, they're suspecting things. People will say, darling, people will say, darling, people will say we're in love.
Well, I hope you have a real pleasant weekend. I also hope you'll make friends with delicious double mint chewing gum. I mean that both ways now. Get to know double mint well yourself, and you'll be enjoying a healthful, friendly treat. And offer double mint to other folks, and they'll respond to your friendly gesture with appreciation, friendship. You try it. Make friends with double mint. Until Monday, this is Pat Buttram reminding you that luck is like grabbing for a sharp knife in the dark. You're okay if you get a hold of the handle. Bye now.
Date the stars every Sunday on The Mitch Miller Show.